from KQED.
And on the same day as California voters went to the polls, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals declined to reconsider a three-judge panel's decision on California's same-sex marriage ban. Next, proponents of Prop 8 will petition the U.S. Supreme Court to take up Perry v. Brown. The California Report's Rachel Miro has more.
The panel that struck down the voter mandate narrowly focused on the fact California voters withdrew a right already in existence here. Some think that leaves an out for the Supreme Court to decline review, but not Andy Puno, general counsel for Protect Marriage.
Was it rational? Is there a conceivable, rational basis for the people of California to restore traditional marriage? That is something that affects any case in the United States where the traditional marriage laws are challenged.
Just last week, the First Circuit ruled that part of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional. UC Irvine law professor Vic Amar says SCOTUS might want to rule on that first.
The Supreme Court may want to take up the question of gay marriage a little bit more incrementally.
Or, says UC Hastings' Rory Little, they might
set them for argument at about the same time, if not the same day, then, you know, 2 days apart.
In other words, it's anyone's guess how this will play out when the judges convene in the fall. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Miro.